Do you know how many people who are movies, singers today, and actors today, who God gave them the gift to be used for the kingdom of God, and they took that very gift that was given to them and took it to the world and says, hey, doing that in the church is cool, but this way I can make more money. This way I will have these other things. This way, see, the spirit of mammon is saying, I have a way that's available to you that you can get all the things that you want. You just don't have to do it God's way. In other words, it says, I'm going to mimic what it is that God has, but you can get it without having to follow his commandments, his rules, and his regulations or principles. How do you know this is true? Because the Word of God says this in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He's talking about when we get closer to the end, the more you're going to begin to see how people have raised up these idols, raised up these other gods, raised up these other things that they're giving more worship to, more attention to, more allegiance to, more so than Almighty God. And you know the interesting thing about it is, he's not even talking just to the world. Here, he's talking about the church. And this is what Paul is writing to Timothy, and this is what he says. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, but know this, that in the last days, perilous or troubling times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Did you see that part? Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. For this is the sort of those who creep into houses and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins. He says, led away by various lusts. He says, these type of people are always learning, but never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Why is it they can't come into the knowledge of the truth? Because they're giving all their attention, all their allegiance, all their worship to other things other than God.